would you say Klein's or something like that?
Okay, fine.
I don't think that.
And I might answer yes. Boy, what it yesterday.
But the word I'm thinking about, I just don't think it would sound right.
Well, go ahead, say it. Fine, you know, whatever you would say, you know, if you were actually using that sentence.
But I'd say, yes, a boy went up the tree yesterday. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't say Klein or
something like that. Is
you wouldn't use any form of climb, or if you had to use a form of climb, let's put
it
that way.
I'm thinking that it just don't sound
go
right.
Go ahead, say it. Say it. That's all right. I mean, you know, there is no, you know, right answer or wrong answer here.
Yes, the boy climbed the tree yesterday, but that still isn't right in good English.
Okay.
My English is not too good.
All right. It is. Okay. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that work already been
done?
And I might answer, yes, they what it yesterday.
They did it yesterday.
And if we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask me, has that stump been what out yet?
Has the stump been dragged out yet?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, we what it out yesterday.
Yes, we pulled it out yesterday.
Well, using the word drag.
Yes, we drug it out back.
Okay,
that
fine.
That don't sound right to me.
Well, okay.
I don't think I'd use that if I was talking about it, but I wouldn't know what else to use.
Okay. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has that horse ever been...
Has that horse ever been ridden?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, someone, what, the horse
rode
yesterday.
Him yesterday.
Okay. And if we were talking about ringing a bell, you could ask, has that bell been what today?
Been rung today.
And I might tell you, yes, they what the bell this morning.
They rung the bell this morning.
If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun what yet?
Has the sun risen?
And I might tell you, yes, it what at 6 o'clock today?
The sun rose at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And if we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he what into the lake yet?
Has he dived into the lake yet?
And I might answer, yes, he what in 5 minutes ago.
He dived 5 minutes ago.
Okay. If we're talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children what up yet?
You mean getting up in the morning, or
growing up?
Are all their children grown or something?
Okay.
Like that?
And I might answer, yes, they what up years ago.
They grew up years ago or something?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. If I ask you how old you are, and you would answer, you're 68, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I blank 68. I said, how old are you?
I'm 68 years old.
Okay. If I ask, are you tired, you might answer, no, I... Using the word to be, you know?
Yes.
No, I... Are you tired? Let me just ask you that. Are you tired?
No, I'm not tired.
Okay. Okay, finish the sentence for me. I don't chew tobacco, but he